Hello and welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I am joined today by Linda Edignawa, Chief Medical Officer at Noom. Linda, can you start the interview by telling me a little bit about yourself and your role at Noom?
Absolutely, and thanks so much for having me on the podcast. So as the Chief Medical Officer, I provide the strategic clinical decision for the direction of the company in the clinical space. So most people know Noom as a weight loss app, but more recently, Noom has entered the clinical space and is providing a clinical treatment program for individuals who are suffering from the disease of obesity.
So Noom has enjoyed quite a bit of success in helping people manage weight loss and stress through psychology-based techniques. I see you're now also offering clinical support for payers to treat obesity, including managing those on GLP-1s. Can you speak a bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the GLP-1 class of medications are really a generational advance in the way that we view and treat obesity as a chronic disease. That being said, if we treated individuals with GLP-1 medications based on BMI alone, at least two-thirds of the country could technically qualify for these drugs. So, you know, healthcare costs have been rising. They're expected to rise even more. So now more than ever, it's absolutely critical to develop programs for employers, payers, and health systems to really help make sure we treat people in a clinically appropriate way, ensuring that our highest need members get the care that they need. But at the same time, containing costs are absolutely becoming critical, especially because we're really only at the tip of the iceberg in terms of, number one, obesity rates in the country, but also what new GLP and other highly effective anti-obesity medicines are only coming down the pike in the next 3 to 5 years. So now is really a time to have these critical conversations.
So does Noom prescribe medications? And if so, which ones?
Noom does prescribe medication, and we offer and prescribe a wide variety, including the GLP-1 class of anti-obesity medications, as well as the non-GLP-1 class. Now, I will just throw in the caveat. Noom technically doesn't prescribe. All of these decisions are in the hands of the treating clinician who, through a bespoke evaluation process in which a member's background, health characteristics, lab data, goals, and personal preferences are all taken into account in which we establish a personalized care plan. And you alluded to something before, which is the prior programs which Noom has had. You're probably referring to Noom Weight, which is our flagship behavior change product. The clinical piece is anchored in that behavior change product because it's so critical to know that these drugs alone won't end the obesity epidemic and they won't fix metabolic disease. It's really that combination of the lifestyle change with medical therapy that's truly going to get the health outcomes that we all want.
So can you talk more about when someone says they're taking a GLP-1, how do you adjust that experience?
Absolutely. So, you know, people taking a GLP-1 don't necessarily think about all of the different effects of these medications, right? We tend to think of them as, well, they're weight loss medications. But there's actually two buckets of effects. The first is the insulin secreting properties of the drugs, which is what got them first approved for diabetes in the first place. And the second are all the anti-hunger effects. So it's very important for us to know and tailor the experience based on what is the net effect that we want each member to have from the drugs. So if it's primarily a blood sugar control mechanism, we might advise one thing. If it's primarily weight loss, we're going to be emphasizing a protein-first approach. We're going to be emphasizing through our muscle defense program a targeted and progressive strength training program with resistance. because we know that preserving the lean muscle mass is absolutely critical to getting health outcomes that we want and preventing something called sarcopenic obesity, which is when an individual loses too much of their muscle mass. And that's actually quite a dangerous condition. We know that it's associated with higher costs of care, worse cardiometabolic outcomes, and higher mortality.
So what does the process of tapering someone off of one of these GLP-1 medications look like?
Yeah, so I'll say that the process is highly individualized, and it depends on the experience and the readiness of each individual member. It'll start with a conversation with one of the new med clinicians, and we're looking at overall goals. So not necessarily a number on the scale, but, you know, for example, has the member achieved the blood pressure goal that they wanted, or, you know, their blood sugar control, or another health metric that's personally meaningful to them. And then once the clinician and the patient are in agreement that it is safe and appropriate to start off ramping, we might start with a gradual dose de-escalation. There might be an add-in of different anti-obesity medicines to help ease the transition. But even more important, Noom's programming and content is going to shift from a more treatment mode to a maintenance mode. And in that maintenance mode, we emphasize a few things. The first is that you've reached your goal, but the journey's really only beginning, right? It's critical that those health behaviors that the member has now gained an appreciation for continue and continue to improve on a lifelong basis.
Linda, it is an absolute pleasure chatting with you today, and thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thank you for having me.